Oh, no, no, no taking it easy this break. I did a lot of the drills because I felt like I was struggling a little bit on left-handed drills over OTAs and minicamp. So what I wanted to do was go through all the bag drills that we did and work on my left-hand punch so that by the time I got back to camp, you know, it wasn't a deficiency anymore. So I feel like I made a lot of improvement.
How did you prepare yourself to eat, you know, coming back?
I came back here 2 weeks early and always worked out in this sweatshirt, so I'm hoping that helps a little bit. It's not the same as having a helmet and shoulder pads on, but, you know, you do whatever you can and then just adapt to the rest. We had the rookie symposium the first week, and then I went back to Columbus and worked out there for a while, and then I came back for about 2 weeks here.
What are goals?
Goals? Just learn as much as I can. I don't really have any concrete goals. I feel like when you start chasing numbers, you start focusing on that stuff. I just want to get better. I just can't wait to get the pads on, see where I'm at, see what it's like to hit in the NFL. I'm really excited about that. I love the physical aspect, so I can't wait to see what they got for me.
Was it a conscious effort to work out the sweatshirt? I mean, just because you knew this would be a challenge, the heat part of it?
Definitely. I mean, I tried to go out there during the hotter parts of the day and wear a sweatshirt, have the hood up, stuff like that, so that I could feel just the heat kind of trapped around me. But I know, like I said, I know it's not the same as having a helmet and shoulder pads on, but it's better than going out there and working out with my shirt off and kind of letting your body adjust to it.
Is something you have to be aware of, or does it concern you in terms of fatigue and making it through these next couple of weeks?
I mean, I'm not going to die. So it's going to be hot. It's going to be hard. It's whatever. You know, it's you want to prepare yourself as much as you can. But at the end of the day, you know you're going to be hot. You know it's going to be hard. It's camp. It's football in Jacksonville. So you just got to tough that part out. But I do try to prepare as much as I can so that I'm not, you know, back behind everybody else and everything like that. So I want to, at the very least, be in the same shape as everyone else.
On
the offensive line?
Yeah.
No, I mean, they've all been in the NFL for a couple years, so to me it's like if I can prove myself on any of them, then it's an accomplishment. So I'm just trying to, I'm thankful because they're good guys to go against, so I want to get better. I want to be able to be good enough to make them better, so I'm really just excited to hit people. I don't really care who it is. I'm excited to hit.
Girls in the OTAs.
Yeah, we went again. We did a lot during the team period. He's good. He's fast. So he's gonna be fun to go against with pads on. You know, see when he's coming more downhill, since you can't really do that without pads. See what he's like when he comes downhill. He's got good technique.
So he can't push you, but you should have some good workouts for him.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't think it'll be completely one-sided either way.
Uh-huh.